Rainfall totals over the weekend from Hurricane Harvey were staggering. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll share today how you can help in the aftermath of Harvey in Texas. And then stay tuned to learn how a stuffed animal can get your kids into God's Word. We'll start out today, though, in Texas, where Category 4 storm Hurricane Harvey struck the southern part of the state on Friday, the first major hurricane to hit the United States in 12 years. Winds clocked in at 130 miles an hour, and flooding in Houston and other communities was measured in feet. Local officials say that as rains and floods continue this week, at least 30,000 people may be displaced after the waters recede. Bob Larman with World Renew says they're planning to go down to Texas
to partner with local communities and partner with the people and help them rebuild their homes.
It's going to take months, maybe even years, he says. But World Renew carries out disaster response in times like this out of obedience to Christ.
People really do get a chance to see why we're there and how great our God is and how we want to serve him by doing this.
Texas needs the aid of the church.
Obviously, all this takes money, so donations to World Renew are always welcome, but then also we need volunteers and to go out and do the work, do the needs assessments, and do the reconstruction. So if they go to our website and look for World Renew DRS or Disaster Response Services, they'll find ways to donate or ways to sign up as volunteers, and we certainly welcome and are grateful for both of those.
Next, when your neighbors are countries like Iraq and Syria, it's not always easy to hold on to stability, let alone provide a safe haven for a flood of incoming refugees. However, Rama Hadadin of the Jordanian Bible Society says that's what local believers are doing.
Syrian refugees and Iraqi refugees, when they first came to Jordan, the church was the first welcoming shelter for them.
Today, Christians are still providing a safe haven. Local churches are working with the government to provide food, shelter, clothes, and more for desperate refugee families. And they love being asked why.
We're doing what Jesus asked us to do. This is his love. It wasn't made for some people. It was made for all people.
But when only 4% of the population is Christian, it can be challenging to try to tackle an issue as huge as the influx of refugees. That's why Jordan's believers need your prayer.
We would like you to pray for the stability and safety of Jordan and its people. Pray for the Christian presence in Jordan and for the current religious freedom despite the existing circumstances.
And around the world, there are over a billion children who've never heard of Jesus. Many of these kids are thirsty for spiritual truth, though, so what better way to reach them than with something they already love? Keys for Kids is doing just that through their Creature Feature Storytellers. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder explains.
Basically what they are is we've taken our Keys for Kids devotional, put them into audio form, and put them on the solar-powered device. And the holder of these storytellers is a creature feature. It's a stuffed animal.
Keys for Kids is currently working on translating the devotionals into 7 different languages. And the goal is to make sure as many children as possible around the world have the opportunity to experience God's truth.
80% of kids around the world between the ages of 4 and 14 have a desire to know spiritual truth. They want to know the truth. The question is, what kind of truth are they going to receive? Is it going to be a form of truth where they're actually getting lies about who Christ is and what God has done for them and their need of a Savior? Or are they going to get the truth that's found in God's Word?
You have a child in your life who could benefit from this resource? Find out how you can get one or donate one to another child at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel brings a renewed right relationship with God. And because that relationship transforms our lives, it impacts relationships with those around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.